West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carrollton High School graduating 431 seniors over the weekend. Among those, there were 145 honor graduates and 57 honor graduates with distinction.
Most of us have a plan for our immediate future, whether that be enrollment in a university, enlistment in the military, or entry into the workforce. Some of us are still unsure of where we're going. Uncertainty is often very intimidating. It can cause our imaginations to run wild with predictions of disaster, with hundreds of worst-case scenarios, which do little to solve problems and really only add to our worries. But I think that it is important to remember that things rarely turn out as bad as we can make them in our minds.
Class valedictorian Edward Kenyon addressing fellow graduates at the CHS graduation ceremony.
It's important to think about the future and plan, but it's even more essential to live in the moment. It is crucial to set goals and have dreams so that we can work to achieve them, but we also have to acknowledge the inherent uncertainty that the future holds. Sometimes the only thing we can do is adapt. As much as we wish it would, sometimes life happens, but we have to keep moving forward. On that note, I think that this day will grant us one of the most important tools that we will ever have, the tool of independence.
And Carrollton High School also recognizing Tyler O as the class of 2024 salutatorian. And polling places are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Area residents, final opportunity to vote in the 2024 general primary election. Carroll County voters are determining races such as the Republican candidate for District 71 State House. The winner today faces Democrat Quasi Hudson in November. Carroll County voters also choosing their magistrate judge. And voters in Carroll County District 5 are choosing from seven men who will be their new rep on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners beginning in 2025. In Harrelson County, voters are picking their county chairman and their sheriff. There are commission seats and Board of Education seats up for grabs as well, and every registered voter has a say in whether or not to provide a homestead exemption for county seniors. Both Carroll and Harrelson County voters will help determine which Republican and which Democrat candidates will face off in the U.S. Congress District 3 race in November. Now, during the early voting period for the general primary, a little more than 5% of Carroll County's 94,000 registered voters cast a ballot, while in Harrelson County, more than 9% of the 23,500 registered voters cast an early ballot. Now, once the polls close tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., tune in to News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, KISS 102.7, and WKNG King Country FM 93.7 as we share the information from local elections offices as it becomes available. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.